Taylor is on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. I would call it a church and pastor spotlight, but it's not really today, I guess we could say, because we're talking about an event that's going to be coming up, and I have Gary and Tony with me. Is you said that you wanted Gary to go first, is that right?
Go first, Gary.
you get the lead here.
All right.
And that's important, because usually the preacher goes first on these situations, but it is a big event that's going to be taking place. Is this the first that y'all have done with this?
Well, we're bringing it back.
This will
actually be the 22nd Star Spangled in Auburn.
Okay.
And but Christ Methodist is hosting it this year, mm-hmm. and we're thrilled to bring this annual tradition back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a full day event, really, starting at 9:30 in the morning.
It sounds to me like what you've talked about is a full, probably month event, the way you've been preparing.
Pretty much, and loving every minute of it. It's been great. It's been great.
Let's run down the day. It's going to be this weekend,
right? Correct. Okay. June the 30th, we start mm-hmm. at 9:30 with our God and Country service. Mm-hmm. 9:30 in the morning at Lee Scott mm-hmm. Auditorium. Gymnasium,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we worship each week. And we'll have the full choir there, over 80 singers and 35-piece professional orchestra.
Wow.
So we'll launch the day with that. Great message by Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And then afternoon, 3 o'clock, we have the full star-spangled, spectacular symphonic pops.
Oh.
So that'll be a lot of fun for the community. We'll end the day with hot dogs, apple pie, and ice cream in the cafeteria afterwards. So it's a great way for people to mix and mingle, get to know one another, and just celebrate the love of our country and love of our Lord.
Gary, I got to ask you, because people are going to ask this, do they have to be a member of the church in order to attend this?
Absolutely not. Okay. We have a lot of visitors who come for this mm-hmm. event. We hope they'll come back sometime in the future for a concert or a worship service, but it's open to the public, and we usually generate a really great crowd.
Yeah. So I can only imagine. And you guys are smart in doing this. You catch those people before they head out for the 4th of July celebration.
Exactly. That's kind of been our tradition over mm-hmm. the years, is we always do it the last Sunday of June.
Mm.
That way people are out of town for the 4th of July and can celebrate at the lake or at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But we get them while we can, right before they head off for their vacations.
And you said 20, how many years?
This will be my 22nd Star Spangled here in Auburn, mm-hmm. and it actually started back in St. Louis when I served a church there. It started in 1984.
Okay.
So we've had one every year since that time.
Wow.
So I was 7 at the time.
I could see it.
It's just been an exciting tradition that's followed me around the country. So.
Tony, I'll ask you this: It's a 4th of July celebration, but it is church related. And there'll be a message.
That's right.
Now, do you have to? Are you going to give the big "I love America" and tie Jesus into it speech on the sermon on Sunday?
Well, there'll be a little bit of that, but I think. You know, like I try to do every week, I'll start with scripture
mm-hmm.
and let that be our guide. We're going through a series right now this summer where we sort of relook at some of the Old Testament stories that we learned maybe when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, we looked at the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego story from the fiery furnace in Daniel 3. And rehearing some of those things, Noah and other stories from the Old Testament that we maybe knew when we were young, and we're just rehearing them again. So there'll be some of that, obviously, but we'll have a full worship service on Sunday morning. Lots of great music, inspiring music. Gary is such a wonderful, gifted spiritual leader in our church, and we have a full choir and just people that love Jesus and love worshiping together and experiencing the Holy Spirit. So we're excited about it.
Looking forward to it. That's going to be this Sunday. Keep that in mind. You can always check them out online as well. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's going on as far as Christ Methodist Church is concerned and how you can get involved. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As Church and Pastor Spotlight continues, we're talking about the Star-Spangled Spectacular that is going to be taking place on June 30th. It'll get started early that morning, and then will people be, Gary, people be at the church all day long, or are they going to take a little break and then come back?
Oh, they'll take a little break. Hopefully get a little nap before the concert starts at 3. Yeah. That's right.
It is that morning, and you mentioned a series, Tony, and how you're involved in kind of a series right now. Is when will that wrap up? Like, where are you in that series right now with the Old Testament?
Well, it'll carry us pretty much through the summer.
Okay.
Until school starts, and then once school gets going again, we've got another series that will start that sort of gets everybody back in church. You know, we're all kind of in our summer routines, which are a little different right now. For some. And so once everybody kind of gets back in town and gets back into the routine of school and in church on Sundays, we'll have another series that kicks off. But, you know, we just try to look at things a little differently in the summer, just try to, you know, look at how we're worshiping and looking through scripture and musically and all those things. But yet we have had such a great response at Christ Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. Gary and I and our staff and our leadership there are just, you know, so inspired and excited about what God is doing. And I said yesterday to somebody before worship, I watched the gym filling up with people, and I'm like, wow, this is wonderful that in the middle of summer, it's 95 degrees, people, you know, wiping their foreheads with the sweat when they come in, but they come into that place, into that gym at Lee Scott, and it's such a wonderful place to be, and there's a wonderful spirit there. So.
How are some of the younger generation taken to the Old Testament? Because I will say with my girls, until we did, you know, some Bible study at home. I mean, anytime they, you know, they're going through Sunday school or whatever else, it's always New Testament stuff that they're looking at. So, right. You know, are they looking at you wide-eyed like, what is he talking about?
Well, you know, I think probably what people come to understand is that, you know, the Old Testament lays the foundation scripturally for the New Testament. And granted, a lot of the teaching we hear could come from the New Testament, but it's the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And so I think in doing these types of series, even as one that's praying and preparing these, it gives me a better depth of understanding and foundation of the Bible. And it really helps me to understand the New Testament better. So I think... you know, I can remember, you know, being small, sitting in Sunday school and hearing these stories and David and Goliath and Noah and these different stories. And I got, you know, kind of an introduction to them, but I didn't really understand them well.
Right.
And so as an adult to kind of dive back into that and be like, wow, there's some really, you know, life applicable, you know, strong lessons of faith that come from these. And I hope that that's what people take away from this series. And you know, even next week when we gather for our God and Country service, I know everybody will have on their red, white, and blue. You know, Ben, it's funny. In Auburn, people say they don't own red. On Pentecost, I was like, hey, church, wear red. You know,
I have one red shirt.
For the fire of the Holy Spirit.
It's an off red. It's not even a red shirt.
And so many people are like, preacher, all we have is burnt orange, no red. And I'm like, I got you. But then we have like, you know, a patriotic thing, and red is everywhere. And I'm like, what happened? And they're like, oh, this is red, white, and blue.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay, I got you.
Well, that and they all went shopping Saturday before.
That's right.
Everybody asks all the time. We've had different functions that go, be sure to wear red. And I said, that's not an option in my closet. I may get away. I see Gary's got his tie on. I've got a bunch of red, white, and blue ties, and so I can implement some.
Sure.
But yeah, this part of the country, I'm sorry, Tony, it's just not.
Well, you know, asking every week.
You get it. You get it. Both sides. It's either Georgia red or Alabama red. So with it being so close, so it's
seriously.
They trust me. They do. And then of course my sister, she went to that other school across the state. So it makes for interesting Thanksgivings and Christmases around the house.
It does.
Take a last break, and then we'll wrap things up as we're doing the Church and Pastor Spotlight, Christ Methodist Church with us. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Proud to serve the Auburn Opelika community for over 25 years.
Give it
Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, talking with Christ Methodist Church, and we're talking the Star Spangled Spectacular that is taking place this Sunday. And Gary, we mentioned kind of the times and what all is going to be taking place, but Tony mentioned it during the break too. There is a military involvement in this,
yes,
as well, correct?
Heavy military involvement.
Okay.
No patriotic concert would be complete without paying tribute to the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. So there will be a salute to the armed forces with representatives from all five branches. And at the end, it's a thrilling finale when we do the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The military comes back in again, followed by the processional cross representing Christ as the ultimate purchaser of our freedom.
Yes.
And it's a high and holy moment and patriotic at the same time. It's more than yay, rah, America. It's thank you, Lord, for this country. And we've got our problems, but there's still nowhere else we'd rather live.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And have the freedoms that we do.
Correct. Tony, this will be your first of Gary's program.
That's right.
You've seen other programs.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you're getting into here? This is a
I probably don't, but I'm excited about it, and I trust Gary 200%. He has been, I hear consistently from the choir members, he has put a big task out in front of them, has a grand vision for this, but we have some great people who are deeply committed.
Yes.
To make this happen. Gary has a great vision for it, and I'm just excited how God is at work, and Sunday will be such a fulfilling day to be together with our community and our church family, and I'm excited to be a part of this, the first of many
that's
to come.
Right.
So
that's right.
We're ready for it. So
it'll be at least, Scott, Gary, the times again that everything's going to begin.
The service in the morning is at 9:30, the God and Country service, and then the Star Spangled concert is 3 in the afternoon, and both are at Lee Scott Gymnasium.
And there will be some refreshments afterwards,
yes,
including
hot dogs, apple pie, and ice cream.
We may see a baseball game break out before
there
it's all said and done.
Would
be
right.
The All-American. Be one of the most All-American things you've ever been a part
from
of.
The stadium, that's right.
That's right.
Exactly. So, Tony, Gary, thank y'all. I will say this, at 9:30 every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
If they can't make it this Sunday, if they've already skirted out of town early.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we'd love to have them every Sunday, 9:30 worship, Lee Scott Gym, and then Sunday schools immediately after worship. So we're welcome anybody to come and check us out.
And they did say anybody. So as Gary mentioned earlier, this concert is just not for church members only. If you guys want to get involved, go to the service that morning at 9:30,
right,
and then you can even be invited back later that afternoon.
That's right.
It's not a one and done type deal.
Exactly.
The doors, as they say, the church doors are always open.
That's right.
And look forward to that as well. That is going to be this Sunday beginning at 9:30. It's Christ Methodist Church. That takes place at Lee Scott Academy, which we are fans of as well, since we carry Lee Scott on our various own 96.3 W Lee. We have football there, basketball and baseball, as well as some occasional softball games from time to time. So we like to keep them close as well. Guys, thank y'all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And have a big time this weekend. I know it's going to be spectacular. No pun no pun intended there for what you guys have in store. As Tony McCullough and Gary Clarenby, Christ Methodist Church, Albert Opelika this morning, Fox News just around the corner.